The military's coup in Egypt is complete. Ousted President Mohamed Morsi is now under house arrest, and there is a new interim president, Aldi Mansour, who will remain in place until a new president is elected. Joining us live from Cairo is Associated Press Radio's Middle East correspondent, Mark Levy. Mark, a dramatic 24 hours in Cairo. Describe the scene there now.
Right now, it's a bit the morning after the night before. There were celebrations all night in Tahrir Square, where there were hundreds of thousands of people on the fourth day of demonstrations to get rid of Mohamed Morsi. They succeeded. They feel victory, and there were parties going on, fireworks, flags waving, people dancing. Now things have calmed down a bit. First of all, Morsi is somewhere no one knows where, but in military custody. Many of the leaders of the Muslim Brotherhood from which he comes have been arrested. There's a new interim president, slick-back-haired old fellow named Adli Mansour, who's the chief justice of the Constitutional Court, and things are starting to calm down a bit. That's when the reality sinks in, that this really doesn't change much in Egypt.
Well, there's also a real fear of violence in the days and weeks to come, Mark, isn't there?
I think there is still certainly a fear of violence. Egypt is not, in principle, a violent country, but the Muslim Brotherhood kind of got used to being in power, and after being illegal for more than 30 years under Hosni Mubarak and his predecessors, they kind of like being out in the open. They also enjoy being in power with their president and the Islamist-dominated legislature, which was then disbanded by this same constitutional court. They probably are not going to take this sitting down. In the meantime, there have been clashes outside Cairo, where protesters and supporters of Morsi got closer together. But Cairo is a city of 18 million people, and you can have protests in various parts of the city, and they don't necessarily come together. So for sure there's the potential. It's uncharted territory. We really don't know where this is going to go, and are keeping an eye on it, of course.
Do people seem to be behind the military right now? Because when Mubarak was deposed, after a while, there were calls for the military to get out of the way.
That's the irony of the whole thing here. We have, once again, the chants in the square, the people in the military hand in hand. These were the chants during the uprising 2 years ago that toppled Mubarak. And as you say, it quickly soured. The military did a bad job of running the country. It really angered practically everybody, killed a lot of people, and there were demonstrations against the military to relinquish power, which they eventually did. People seem to have forgotten that, or if they haven't forgotten it, they're willing to give the military another chance. But certainly the military doesn't have a great record of running Egypt. Neither does anyone else, really.
Mark, thanks for giving us a picture of what's going on there. Mark Levy joining us from Egypt now, where the new interim president, Adli Mansour, has been sworn in.